This is a tough season for people who dress up as Santa Claus. Rachel Hubbard of our member station KOSU is especially close to this story.
Let me start by saying the people portraying Santa and Mrs. Claus in this story are my parents.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
That's my dad, Keith Hubbard. And the whole Kris Kringle thing is part of his identity. His license plate says S. Claus. He uses candy cane scented soap, and he wears red year round. My mom, Melanie Hubbard, says kids run up to them in places like the grocery store, which makes it tough to maintain social distance.
We'd rather you didn't hug us, but what do you say to a child that runs up and hugs you? Oh no, get away? No, you hug them back.
Mom and Dad live about 2 hours away from me in Cordell, a small town in western Oklahoma, where they visit schools and nursing homes. It's almost Christmas, and people expect them to be there.
Because they've always seen Santa, and Santa's always been around when they need him, and they can have him come by their house, but it's just not the same this year.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the real Santa isn't susceptible to the coronavirus. Of course, Santa is a super spreader of joy. But my dad is susceptible, like many of the older men standing in for Santa. The rosy red cheeks and bowls full of jelly that make them look the part are disadvantages here. Stephen Arnold is president of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas. He says at least 3 members have died from COVID-19. When I asked him what advice he's giving those who portray Santa, he reads what he wrote in a recent newsletter.
I don't have to tell you that we're all in a high-risk category. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you that you need to take precautions so that you don't become ill. This is not something to play games with.
Many of the people who work as Santa need the money. Arnold says about 1/4 of the organization's members are holding seasons just like a normal Christmas, with no social distance and no masks. Another 1/4 have canceled their appearances altogether, and the rest have landed somewhere in the middle. They wave to kids from inside giant plastic snow globes and hand out donuts with yardsticks. My parents feel working as Santa is a calling. It's something they don't take lightly, and kids tell them things they wouldn't tell anyone else.
You'll have one child that'll just be waiting there patiently and quietly, and when they get on your lap and you look at them and say, what do you want this year? And some of them will say, well, I sure would like something to eat. And it just breaks your heart.
Normally, Mom and Dad would figure out a way to get the kid the care they need. Not being able to play their part in the trauma response network is disappointing. But there's a lot of hope, too. In a recent virtual event, my dad addressed the sadness many of them are feeling.
And I know some of you are having to do school at home, and your parents might not be working right now. I just want to let you know that Christmas is going to be okay. Everyone is going to make it. We're going to make it through this.
And there's next year to look forward to. My parents are already booking in-person events for the 2021 holiday season. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.